Welcome to the K-Scope podcast. Billy Reeves here. A pleasure to have your company as ever. We'll hear from Nordic giants. Gazpacho, brief little chat with New Bugs, Sweet Billy Pilgrim, and a classic from Crippled Black Phoenix. But to start with, from the astonishing new album, A Seance of Dark Delusions, Nordic giants join K-Scope. This album was described by the national British daily newspaper The Independent as, quite rightly, a grand sweeping cinematic statement of intent, which is unlikely to disappoint those who have been waiting so patiently. The album is out on May the 4th. Now, after this first track, you'll hear a special message recorded for us here at the K-Scope podcast by Nordic Giants. We'll also hear a track called A Thousand Lost Dreams. But let's start with this one. The video of this is on the K-Scope website. This is called Rapture.
Thank you. over heavy haze, the clouds come. A sun has set, and as a storm awaits, I sit patiently with the weight of thick air and long. Air whistles and whines around my ears. Distant echoes drift through endless minds, and magnetized to empty thoughts, the hollow sound resonates from morbid tone. And aloft, the music goes. Notes bend and warp, and as the swell rolls, unborn thoughts sleep silently in the mind. A heavy cushion of warm, unblemished noise. The heart beats slowly in time with the dull thunder of drum. And as the flugel rises, birds circle and swoop in the warm air of bow and string. And as the piano toils and shakes, the sky parts and the world is revealed. Expansive lands converge and disperse into a million fragmented lives. And when the whispered images of our lost brothers appear through the scratch and turn of needle in our brain, the music is brought to our ears.
Nordic Giants, you heard A Thousand Lost Dreams, and before that, Rapture, a seance of dark delusions, out May the 4th on K-Scope. Right, Gazpacho have a new live album available entitled Night of the Demon, recorded during the Demon album tour last year, filmed by John Viss at Boederich in Zoetermeer, Holland. The album showcases the band at its most raw and honest, playing songs from across their entire catalogue. At the CD, 9 tracks, 80 minutes long, and the DVD concert film features the full 14-track performance. Before we hear a track from the album, here's Thomas Anderson from Gazpacho, who spoke to me from his studio in Norway via Skype to tell me a little bit more about how the album came about. How are the rest of the Gazpachoids?
They are all fine and dandy. Everything is exactly the same as it always has been. They're all good. Mr. Mikko, the violin player, has just sold his apartment and has bought a house with a sauna where he's going to set up a large studio to record vocals and maybe even drums in the sauna. Don't know about the neighbours.
I'm glad to hear it. I love the idea of a studio in a sauna, because you really would have to do that in the nude.
It's all about being nude, isn't it? And drinking. The combination of nudity and drinking is always perfect.
Why did you pick that particular venue, that particular night?
Because it was the biggest venue that we played, and it was the biggest amount of tickets sold, so it would look better. We'd look bigger, as big as we can look. I found out that this album is the perfect business plan. Think about it. There are two markets for this album. One market is all the people that have been to a Gazpacho gig and they want to relive the moment. Mm-hmm. That's market number one. The other market is all the people that haven't been to a Gazpacho gig and would like to see what they look like. And according to my calculations, that makes 8 billion people.
That's everyone in the world.
Exactly.
That's genius. Now, this tour was the Demon tour, essentially supporting that record, but the album expands out into some of your other catalogue.
Well, it's always difficult to make a set list for a gig or for a tour, because you want to play all the slower, more moody, atmospheric pieces. But at the same time, at least I'm always scared of boring people. And I know that whenever I go to gigs, I always love it when the drummers start to drum and the guitars start going wang, wang, and the noise comes and the power comes out. So it's always difficult to make a mix of that which works.
How did the songs differ once you'd taken them out on the road? I mean, I know there is a little bit of improvisation, a little bit of personality in when you stretch out the songs. How are they different from the recorded versions and why?
It's the same situation as always. Whenever we always make an album, we record the album, and then we rehearse for the album. And when we rehearse, or when we rehearse for the tour, and when we rehearse, the songs always improve, because as we learn them and get to know the tracks, we're freer when we play them. We tend to play them louder on tour, and they explode live, and we never seem to get that as good on the actual albums as we do live. I don't know why.
Well, I guess they're two different disciplines, aren't they? I mean, if you're playing a record, it's in a smaller environment. And of course, ideally, and I think an artist like it to be a static environment. Whereas in a room, suddenly it's starting to interact with whichever space you're in, isn't it? It's bouncing off the ceilings. Or if it's in an open space, it's disappearing up into the air, isn't it? So it's a different discipline, isn't it?
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. But of course, you're right. And maybe the fact that you're playing to someone. I mean, when you are in a studio recording, and once you're on a stage, of course, there's a huge energy going on between the audience and the band. And I'm sure that that's a large part of a lot of the bits are long and atmospheric, and you need to keep that atmosphere. And I think, I mean, even when I watch the DVD now, I can see that we sometimes smile at each other, we do things, but basically we're very concentrated. And I mean, I've never seen the other guys. Remember, I'm standing off to the side.
What's really important, particularly interesting about this album, is that Gazpacho are probably the best-looking band in the world. So it's about time they made a concert film, because you're all really gorgeous. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I completely agree. And I mean, the world has been missing out because we're never on the covers of the albums, which of course we should have been all along. But now you can have 2 hours of beautiful men gracing your TV screen.
I wholeheartedly agree. Gaspacho from Night of the Demon, that's the Wizard of Altai Mountain. And I'll be catching up with Thomas shortly when he comes to London to talk about the new album. You'll hear that interview in a future K-Scope podcast. Now, in the next K-Scope podcast, number 63, we'll hear a full interview with Newbugs' Sweet Billy Pilgrim, the Mercury Music Prize nominated group have joined K-Scope. Next month they will be releasing their new album via K-Scope, Motorcade Amnesiacs, and we'll hear a full interview and tracks from the album. But just as a little teaser, let's hear from Jana and Tim from the band briefly, who I caught up with for a coffee recently, and we'll also hear a little album montage as well. Sweet Billy Pilgrim. What can people expect from this LP then?
Hopefully you fall in love with it quickly, but it's not one of those fleeting kind of, you know, one night stands. That it's actually going to turn into something meaningful. And
but I think this, like leading up to this point, it has always fallen more on the side of a meaningful relationship, and yeah. I think this time we're trying to make it a little bit more, I don't know, getting our tits out.
a little bit more sexy.
Here we are from the beginning, and okay. You know, eventually, hopefully, you'll find that deep and meaningful. But we're strutting a little bit more.
There of what you can expect from Sweet Billy Pilgrim's album Motorcade Amnesiacs. Really good fun meeting up with Jana and Tim, and you'll hear that full interview in the next K-Scope podcast, number 63. To end with then a little bit of a classic, Crippled Black Phoenix are set to release the classic I Vigilante as a double gatefold LP on K-Scope, three sides of music and a fourth side featuring an amazing cover artwork etching, all on 180-gram black vinyl. It's coming out in the summer, 10th of July. So we'll finish this podcast with Troublemaker. Billy Reeves here. Speak to you soon. Ta-da.
No, sir. Why no, sir? Why do you think you would not do it again?
Send me back to this place, sir.
Because they would send me back to this place, sir.
A conditioned response indicating fear of reprisal. There's no moral sense of work here at all. In my experience, psychopaths rarely show the least sign of any inner change or development.
Upes pilum mutet non mores, as they say. The leopard never changes his spots.
Wolf, sir.
Could you speak more?
Sorry, sir, but Vulpes means wolf, sir. Vulpes pilum mutet non mores means, literally, the wolf changes its fur but not its nature, sir.
Thank you.